Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome. It's a Monday. It's the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast, and I am Dan Bach, DB730, here to talk some baseball with you. We do have a two-game NBA slate tonight, but I'm going to leave that to the premium lineup build show that I believe we've got set up for tonight, so you can check that out. Big T and Chopper, if you're a premium subscriber, they'll go over the lineup building process for the two-game slate, just like they did in NFL, and be sure to watch that. I'll be back with some NBA tomorrow. We got three games for you, so I'm sticking to MLB and a nice slate tonight. Feeling pretty good about the makeup of this. Might be a tad bit chalky, but I think there's maybe some opportunities to leverage off of that chalk here tonight. So I'll tell you my thoughts on everything, throw the stats out for you, and allow you to also make your own decisions, but let you know where I'm going. Again, 9:45 in the morning, subject to change, usually with notice. If I very much change opinions on stuff, I usually blast it off on Twitter. And as always, you can catch me on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio right before lock to get my final thoughts, and I'll be back there 6 Eastern here today. Before you get rolling, a few thanks to a couple people. First off, Fantasy Draft. They are the fine sponsor of said show, have been for a while. It's great, crazy. I burn all sorts of money on golf on DraftKings, but whenever I play on Fantasy Draft, I seem to win. So I'm going to continue to play over there because one guy doesn't make the cut, you're not drawn dead, and worked out in my favor this week over there. I had a lot of guys miss the cut. But this week in golf, nothing going on, so make sure you check out their MLB. I'm going to roll some of those winnings from golf into MLB tonight over on Fantasy Draft. So check me out over there. And congrats to the winners last week of our swag. And we also had that ticket free roll. So congrats to those guys. Swag should be on the way. There's one guy who didn't reach out to me. I think his name was MVP. So if you're listening, MVP, ping me. I couldn't find you. And we'll get you that RG swag pack as well. Also today, I want to quickly just make reference to this because I did notice that FanDuel is running television ads during the NBA playoffs on TNT. That's not a cheap thing to do. So, you know, a lot of people have kind of written FanDuel off. DraftKings have passed them by. But within said ad, I found it kind of interesting that they mentioned you can play single-day sports. You can play NASCAR. That's right. You can play NASCAR. That was something that has not even been offered yet on the site. I'm guessing we might see it this week simply because, well, if you've got commercials advertising such, you probably want a game in play. So keep your eye out for that. And that's a huge change. And we've seen a ginormous culture change over on FanDuel anyway. And bringing in NASCAR, I think, is something that's opening yourself to a bigger audience. And I don't see a lot of drawbacks to that, so be on the lookout for that game change. I will say this, hopefully FanDuel, though, can do a little bit better with their player pool here for MLB, as they're missing some players in today's slate, which you can find on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft. You can't play on FanDuel, and that's not a great experience either for players, so including that pitcher from the Dodgers here tonight. So hopefully they can get that fixed up. But wouldn't be surprised to have, you know, an extra another site offering some NASCAR soon, as maybe this week. But we'll see for sure. But it's in the commercials, so it's coming. That we know. All right, well, let's get to baseball for tonight. And one more quick thank you before we get into the games. It's our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. Of course, I mentioned it. There's a new boss in town over at Buffalo Wild Wings, and he deals in bacon. It's the Bacon Boss Burger, featuring bacon three different ways and a blanket of white cheese sauce. It's joined by other new favorites, include the smothered cheese and steak quesadilla, sweet chili shrimp, and Alaskan cod classic. All pair perfectly with a Sam 76. That's a fruity ale with the crisp finish of a lager. Hurry in today. Try them all before they're gone at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports, available for a limited time while supplies last. And please drink responsibly. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. All right, let's get to baseball for tonight. We'll start with the pitchers. I'm going to go kind of the game-by-game side of things for starting pitching to let you know who I'm looking at, who we've got pitching and whatnot. So let's do it. We're going to start at the 7:04 game. Minnesota and New York. Odorizzi today takes on Masahiro Tanaka. Vegas's outlook on this game. Let me move this tab over. And we've got the Yankees today favored minus 201 with an implied run total of 5.3 to the Twins 3.68. I think that's a little bit high, to be honest with you. Tanaka's not a guy that is really popping for me. And in fact, his DraftKings salary today, almost, it does look a little bit low at 8,800. And sometimes kind of like, you know, scratch my head a little bit and say, like, this guy's a minus 200 favorite. It is. Twins do have some bats that can, you know, obviously do some damage, but I expected him to be maybe about 1,000 more than that on today's slate. So I'll be curious how many people end up going there. Looking at the matchup, it's not something that, you know, Tanaka, solid on his xFIP, what, 3.29 so far this season, or over the last two seasons, and pretty tough versus lefties at that 292 weighted OBA and ISO under 200. And yeah, so, you know, guys like Mauer, Rosario, Logan Morrison, sometimes those lefty-righty matchups, maybe not so much in his favor here, or in their favor there. So I just don't know if I love, you know, Tanaka against this lineup. I mean, I'm looking on Plate IQ. We should be having this new version roll out pretty soon here, which is going to actually make looking at Plate IQ for our premium users that much easier. It's basically going to highlight the good numbers and red out the bad numbers. And it's really a game changer. Like, I can't even look at the free version of Plate IQ after you look at this premium version. So hopefully that comes out here very, very soon. But you look at some of the numbers for him. I mean, he's kind of limited hard contact today. The one kind of concern, you know, we could potentially have, I was going to say, is walking, because we got seven high walk hitters. But you've also got Tanaka here at a 5.2 and 5.3% walk rate against both righties and lefties. So that's pretty solid. That means he's not really getting himself into that much trouble here. So probably not ruling him out over there on DraftKings. On FanDuel today, I think there's one pitcher we're using over on FanDuel, and it's not Tanaka for me. Multiple pitcher sites, you put him in your player pool, I don't have a problem with it. I just don't know if he's got that huge upside that I feel like can win you tournaments here today. Now, the thing about Tanaka too, and this slate in general, is there's actually a lot of value out there. So you can go and get him pretty easily. But I mean, he's been under 5 fantasy points the last two starts. One came against Miami at home. And yeah, he gave up 8 hits in 5 innings. That's not good. Boston, maybe you can have an excuse there. But again, even this season, hasn't been over 30 fantasy points. So I think a lot of those numbers, let me toggle his numbers. The wonderful thing about Plate IQ is you can just have it look at this season. And yeah, I mean, righties have just smoked him so far this season. 399 WOBA, 333 ISO. Again, shorter sample size what we're dealing with so far this season. So I'm not, you know, feeling like it's the end-all be-all. But that xFIP at 3.75 is still fairly decent on him this year. So maybe not as bad as the numbers look. Odorizzi on the other side, no thank you. I'm not going to be taking him versus this righty-heavy lineup. Odorizzi, again, splits that definitely closer to reverse in the side that righties are better than him, against him than lefties are. And righties include Gary Sanchez, Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge. I think that's a hard pass for me. So that's an easy no thanks. Now, Cleveland and Baltimore, we got Carlos Carrasco today, and he's the guy that I think if you're playing on FanDuel, you're rolling him out there. He's a bit cheaper than Garrett Cole is tonight, a stronger favorite. He is on the road here, but going against his Baltimore offense that has not been able to hit a lick so far this season. And maybe they'll turn it on at some point. I don't know if this is going to be it. Not a great history here either against Carlos Carrasco. And he has looked, you know, pretty decent. Certainly that last start, 46 fantasy points for us. 7 innings, 9 innings each of the last two games. And decent enough K upside. I mean, he's not Kershaw. He might not even be Gerrit Cole tonight. But when you've got Chris Davis in this lineup, that means you've got three strikeouts potentially waiting for you in one batter, which we certainly like. So Carrasco, I'm in on him today. I think he's the easy play. And yeah, between him and, you know, Pedro Alvarez, I mean, there's six strikeouts potentially between those guys alone. So I like Carrasco a lot. I'm not really on Kevin Gausman today against Cleveland. Again, this Cleveland team is interesting to see them as favored as they are here on the road at almost like minus 200. We'll see if that moves. But, you know, looking at some of the numbers here for Gausman, he's been okay, but definitely a guy that, you know, certain guys I think are going to have a good chance to take deep. Edwin Encarnacion, he's kind of an interesting play for me today. I think either it's a home run or strikes out in this matchup against Gausman, and I'm going to call a home run today for him, but not really too interested in him versus one of the better offenses out there. So no Kevin Gausman love for me. Okay, Oakland, Texas. Probably want to look at the hitters in this game. It's the total, one of the highest totals on the board today, I think, at a total of 10. And yeah, implied run total 5.3 for Oakland and 4.68 for the Rangers. Cahill versus Matt Moore. And yeah, if we're talking pitchers here, let's probably just move on. I mean, maybe you make the argument for Cahill going against a Texas team that strikes out a lot, and I get that because you do have Joey Gallo in there. You do have, you know, Mazzara out there who can strike out a lot. DeShields is freaking terrible in this matchup. So I get it from that perspective, but in terms of hitting environment, I don't think I'm messing with it. We did see Gallo finally kind of start to get going a little bit. I think he had a home run on Sunday. Really good BVP for Adrian Beltre and decent sample size versus Cahill. So the K rate's nice. If you're aiming for the strikeouts, you can do it. But I don't really see him being the guy that I'm looking for in one of my starting pitchers today. All right, moving on to the next game for us, and that will be Seattle and the White Sox, Mike Leake versus Miguel Gonzalez. Another game that probably not looking too much. Certainly on, you know, Miguel Gonzalez's side, I'm not going to go there at all. His numbers are just dreadful versus pretty much everybody. Weighted OBA 369, ISO 242. Particularly against lefties, he has been getting bombed. So guys like Seager and Cano, kind of interesting for me there. Now, Leake against the White Sox. Again, this is a White Sox team with a 26% K rate over the last two seasons and 25% K rate so far this season versus right-handed pitching. So definitely a team that can strike out a lot, but that's not really what Leake does. You know, 16% K rate is not particularly great for him. And you do have guys who can send it deep. You got guys like Mankata, Abreu, even Davidson with power, certainly versus righties. So I don't really see me using him. I think that there's a much better option for us on the cheap to go to today. So no Mike Leake for me. LA in Houston, Gerrit Cole versus Tyler Skaggs. Cole came down to earth a little bit in his last start, and I think that you could actually pair him and Carrasco up on DraftKings, and there's enough value in really good hitting spots to make it work. I mean, I'm looking at some lineups today, and you've got some nice value pieces here that you can roll out. Marcus Semien against Matt Moore for 3,500. You've got guys in Coors Field, multiple guys in Coors Field under 4K. It's not the Arenados, it's not the Blackmans, but some of these other guys in pretty decent spots here today in Coors Field. So I don't have a problem even doing that in cash games because you got Justin Bour at 3,100 on DraftKings. We'll talk about David Dahl. He's a free square on DraftKings tonight. So if you want safety in your pitching numbers, you can get him here today. And I think that Cole versus LA, you know, certainly one of the better offenses that we have on the slate here is LA, but I like what we've seen from Garrett Cole, and I'm fine with rolling him out there. I would prefer Carrasco over him if I'm going to go that route on FanDuel tonight on a single pitcher site, but DraftKings Fantasy Draft, enough value to make that work. And Tyler Skaggs, lefty versus the Astros, if you want to play him, pick up my games. That's all I'll say. Okay, next pitching matchup for San Diego and Colorado. Chad Bettis versus Brian Mitchell. Man, this is not going to be good here for Brian Mitchell. A 9.8% K rate and a 12% walk rate going into Coors Field does not feel like something that's going to work out pretty well for him. So obviously doesn't try to get a whole lot of strikeouts, limits some of the damage. I guess was okay against them earlier, I think, this season in those one matchup against them. But Colorado bats should be a premium add-on for you today out there in Coors Field against Brian Mitchell. And then on the other side of things, Chad Bettis, definitely not a guy that I'm overly excited about either. I think we can look to San Diego's bats a good bit tonight. You're looking at some of these K numbers, and you know, Bettis at a 15% K rate is not particularly good. And a guy like, you know, Will Myers and Villanueva, I mean, these guys, when they're not striking out, they're making really hard contact, and ball's probably going to go a long way out there in Coors Field. So I don't mind the middle of that order as well. Throw Myers in there, Hosmer. I think it's interesting. I like them a lot tonight. Not really crazy to say that, but like even on FanDuel, I was looking at some of our projection models in terms of running optimals this morning, and it had a lot of guys in there from San Diego, because you got Hosmer, what, 3,100, Margot 2,400, Myers 3,100, all these guys, Carlos Asuaje, I might have pronounced that wrong, 2,500. So FanDuel in particular really priced down San Diego. I think on DraftKings, though, all these guys are pretty priced up over there on DK. So really different builds between the two sites. So if you're playing on FanDuel and you're paying up for pitching, there's going to be a way for you to get some bats in kind of on the cheap. All right, let's keep it going here. Next up, we go to Miami and LA, and I think Bueller. Yeah, I'm looking at Mr. Bueller here for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Walker Bueller. So far this year in the minor leagues, just fine. 11 Ks per 9 in the 13 innings, and he's been pretty steady around, you know, that kind of K rate through his minor leagues. And even last year in the big leagues, he only pitched 9 innings. But the ERA wasn't great. The xFIP wasn't great in 9 innings, but the K rate was. And going against Miami, which is de facto AAA team, he had a 13 K per 9 last season. The big problem for him could be walks, as he also had 4 walks per 9 last year at the Dodgers AAA level, and had a big walk problem last season in the big leagues in those 9 innings that he pitched. So that's the risk you kind of run with him, but I think I'm willing to go that route because, again, I'm just so down on the Marlins this season. Now, if you want to go with Justin Bour for dirt cheap on FanDuel, you can do it because guess what? Walker Bueller is not available over there, so you don't even have to worry about that. But I think Bueller is going to be just fine in this one. I think the strikeouts are going to be there, and the price is really good to pass up on DraftKings at 62, Fantasy Draft at 11-1. So he's probably my SP2 on the lineups that I'm looking to spend on some bats. Pairing them with Carrasco, and then I'll probably maybe throw some lineups where I'm just firing big starting pitching out there because, again, I don't think you need the big monster bats today. Houston obviously could be interesting versus a lefty, of course, there, and Tyler Skaggs, who I think got bombed out by the Red Sox the last time they played, but even that implied run total is not crazy high. Not like Colorado, 5.92 out there for the Rockies tonight. Okay, and then Jarlin Garcia. I looked up a little bit on Jarlin Garcia here, and you look at so far this season, 21 innings pitched, only two earned runs allowed. Man, not too bad, you're thinking, maybe Jarlin. Well, this guy is about to get blown up. He's got a 14% walk rate so far this season, and an xFIP of 4.93, okay? An xPIP of 4.11 versus an ERA of 0.86. That is about as big of a spread as you could have. He's had everything kind of fall his way. His left on base rate 96% right now. His BABIP at 0.96. So only a K rate of 5.57. It's only a matter of time before Jarlin gets lit up. It could be tonight versus the Dodgers here tonight. So I'm not playing Jarlin. You shouldn't either. And the Nationals versus the San Francisco Giants, Gio Gonzalez versus Chris Stratton. It's just one of these San Francisco games. You know, lowish team totals here. Stratton's been pretty darn good so far this season. I'm looking at the numbers on him. Nothing is really popping for me to feel like he's going to truly kind of keep it up. I mean, the K rate's the walk rate's a little bit high at near 10% over the last year and a half. And, you know, he's certainly been limiting the contact here. Woba versus lefties and righties. You're looking excellent. 3.278 versus righties, 3.16 versus lefties. And, you know, hard contact, fine, those numbers in place, like where they should be. So he's fine in that ballpark, but I'd rather go with taking a pitcher versus the Miami offense than taking a pitcher versus the Washington Nationals offense. So if I've got to deal with Justin Bour or Bryce Harper, I'd rather deal with Justin Bour. That's just me. Obviously, great ballpark for him to pitch in out there in San Francisco, but it's not like LA is a bandbox or anything like that. So that's why I'm rather going with Buehler at a similar price point than Chris Stratton. Gio Gonzalez at that price point, I'm going to kind of pass on him today, sitting at 10-8 on DraftKings, 21-3 on Fantasy Draft. I'm just not sure we've really got the upside there for him in the strikeout department. And some of these San Francisco bats versus lefties, probably rather deal with them versus right-handers. So no thanks for Gio for me. All right, that's my breakdown of pitching. Let's get to the bats. We'll start at the catcher spot for us here tonight. And speaking of bats, again, we're kind of looking for handedness splits where they match up. And there's a couple of spots for us to look at. First off, Evan Gattis got off to Schneid last, I think it was yesterday, finally hit a home run, gets the lefty in Skaggs tonight. And medium salary there, $3,400 over there on DraftKings, $2,700 on FanDuel, and $6,400 on Fantasy Draft. I don't think he's the worst option, assuming he cracks the lineup today. But I think Buster Posey at that just $300 more, again, the hitting environment is not particularly great. I will give him that. But I don't mind him against Gio Gonzalez. I think he's actually got a little BVP in his favor. Yeah, 8-for-27 with a home run. Not great sample size, but decent enough. Only one strikeout, though, in 27 at-bats. So he's making a lot of contact there versus Gio Gonzalez. So if you can fit him in, he'd probably be my most desirable play. But I think where a lot of people are going to go is back to Coors, where you got Chris Iannetta at $3,500. Yeah, we like him better versus lefties, but it's not like he's trash versus righties. A 236 ISO and against a guy who's just not going to strike him out in Brian Mitchell. Yeah, Chris Iannetta probably makes a great play today. Probably too cheap out there. And then even on the other side, Austin Hedges, you know, maybe not the handedness matchup that works great for him, but it is Coors Field, and you can get a piece of it for under $3,500. So those are your four names to potentially look at there. Okay, moving on to first base, and back to Coors again. I mean, we'll see if Ryan McMahon's in the lineup today, but he's 2,800 versus Brian Mitchell. He's not particularly great versus lefties. I'll give you that. Average of 140, a WOBA of 192, but also piece of Coors Field for dirt cheap. Now, if you pay up a little bit, if it's Ian Desmond in there at first base here today, 285 weighted OBA for him versus righties. And I said McMahon versus lefties. I meant McMahon versus righties. But Desmond, either of those guys, Coors Field, great way to go. Kiki Hernandez versus Jarlin. This feels like a really good spot with that 296 ISO to go against a guy who's just terrible, hitting in a good spot in that order, especially if he starts walking guys. So Kiki, definitely keep your eye on. Number of plays here at first base. I already told you I like Encarnacion potentially to go yard today. I think you've got Joey Gallo against Trevor Cahill. Again, if he makes contact, if he doesn't strike out, good chance that ball's leaving the yard, and you've got nice upside in him over there at 3,800. And looking at those Padres DraftKings salaries, you know, Hosmer at 4.4, Will Myers at 4.7. They have really jacked up the opposing side of Coors here tonight. Trying to see if there's anybody else that I'm really looking too far at. Jose Abreu against Leak, I don't hate in tournaments today, but the salary is still kind of up there. And again, if you're not playing Mr. Walker Buehler, you can get Justin Bour in a lefty-righty matchup batting cleanup at just 3,100 over on DraftKings. On FanDuel, 3,200. Fantasy Draft, 5,500. Okay, second base here today. And, you know, we've got Kiki. Also second base eligible, I believe, over on DraftKings. So love him. I mean, 3,300, that salary's right on DraftKings. Man, that is just way too cheap for him. So he's definitely a name I'm looking at. You know, taking some Oakland bats versus Matt Moore is not a bad idea. And certainly Jed Lowry could be one of those. But, man, you're going to have to pay up for them. They really jacked up those prices today. So I'm not sure if I'm going to go there on Jed Lowry. He's 600 more than Cano, who I think is in an excellent spot here on the road in Chicago. We talked about Gonzalez's struggles versus lefties. Great ballpark for him to hit in there in Chicago compared to what he normally deals with out there in Seattle. So Robinson Cano, if you can fit him in, that's fine. Back to Coors, you've got Asuaje. I'm terrible at that name. Okay, I know I'm pronouncing it wrong, but he's 2,500 on FanDuel, 3,200 over on DraftKings here today, 6,900 on Fantasy Draft, and great hitting environment for him against a pitcher he should be able to deal with. Altuve playing in versus Skaggs should be fine. He's starting to get locked in at the plate, too, and you look at it, he's got hits now in six consecutive games, finally had a home run, and, you know, he's freaking MVP, you know. So if you're paying down at starting pitching, you want to get in some Houston. I get it. Makes a lot of sense against Tyler Skaggs. Okay, over at third base here tonight, Christian Valenzuela has been excellent so far this season and gets a guy who doesn't strike people out in Betis. I feel like that's a pretty good spot for him, and he has been just smoking hot at the plate. One of the best hitters in baseball so far this year, and now he moves over to Coors Field. Price has jumped a little bit. Looks like he's up to, 4K over there on DraftKings. So he's not a free square by any measure, but great matchup for him. Do like Kyle Seager as well against Miguel Gonzalez. I'm willing to stack up those lefty bats. And Seager hasn't, from what I've watched so far, has not had a great start to this season. But this could be a place for him to get going here. 0 for his last 9 out there in Arlington. Could not do too much there. And had a couple of home runs earlier in the season, but wouldn't shock me to see him get one here. We talk about BVP, how important it is for you. It's for you to decide. But 30 at-bats against Trevor Cahill, and pretty good for Adrian Beltre. 11 for 30, 4 doubles, and 2 home runs. Only 1 strikeout in those 30 at-bats. And by the way, Will Myers, pretty darn good BVP as well against Betis. 9 for 19, 3 doubles, a triple, and 2 home runs. So you're looking at 6 extra base hits in 19 at-bats with a walk and 1 strikeout. So Will Myers has certainly been on Mr. Betis previously in his career. But Beltre, decent price tag if you're paying up for those two big starting pitchers. You can get him at just $3,400 into your lineup. So he's a path there. Matt Chapman, really, you got to love him against Matt Moore with the ISO at 200, the WOBA 346. Great ballpark to hit in. It's just a big price tag to pay. So if you're paying down, you can go there. If you're paying up, you're probably not getting him into your lineups at 4,300. Especially you can get Arenado against Brian Mitchell. Sure, we love him versus lefties, but against a soft tossing righty who doesn't strike anybody out, hit a couple of home runs, I think, this weekend against the Cubs. Yeah, he's fine today at 5,200 if you can make him work. That's what I like about this slate. There's definitely guys on the cheap, like, again, Seager, Beltre, 3,400, that you can fit in with top pitching. But especially on DraftKings, they've jacked up some of these prices on big-time names in Coors Field and in Oakland and Texas that you're going to, you know, have to pay down at pitching to get. Now, over at shortstop here today, we got Carlos Correa against Tyler Skaggs and another guy who's kind of locked in at the plate here. Let's see, has had 7 hits over his last 3 games. The fantasy points, 18, 18, 43, 9, 12, 9, 15. Dude can rake and should continue it here today. But at Oakland, one guy feels way too cheap on DraftKings in particular, Marcus Semien at just 3,400, 6,900 on DraftKings, 3,600, a more fair salary for him over there on FanDuel tonight. But on DK, he's fitting that build. And you could maybe look to Profar. I don't know if I'm going to do it against Cahill, but you do like the batting order today at just 2.7K on him. Let's see. We got other shortstops for us to look at. I think that kind of covers where I'm looking today. I mean, I don't think I'm going to Trey Turner against Chris Stratton today. I think it's Semien. I think it's Correa. And then I don't even hate Corey Seager today. Again, I think that you can stack up the Dodgers easily today if you wanted to against Jarlin Garcia. That guy's just not any good. I don't think it's going to come to an end here very soon for our boy Jarlin. Okay, David Dahl. Here's the thing. I don't think he's available on FanDuel tonight. He is available on DraftKings, and he's only 2,800. Kind of a big-time prospect. Got some call-up last season. And if he is available on FanDuel, I've got him at 2,100, so we'll have to check on that. Fantasy Draft, 59. DraftKings, 28. But then you also have to ask yourself at some point, like, what does the ownership need to get to where I'm being like, it's baseball, you know, you don't want to, you know, do you want to play a guy 40% owned? Now, if it's, you know, Mike Stanton versus a lefty who doesn't strike anybody out in a good ballpark, you might just play Stanton because the upside is enormous here. But if it's David Dahl, yes, it's Coors Field. Yes, it's Brian Mitchell. But I don't know if we can, like, lock in a home run. But potentially batting fifth today, really good spot. If you're playing cash games, you're going to have them in your lineups. You're not going to think twice about it. And GPPs, if you want to consider the game theory element around it and trying to get ahead of the competition, you can. But the problem is he's a real big path to getting, you know, solid starting pitching tonight. Meaning, if you want Cole, you want Carrasco, you know, you're probably going to have David Dahl in your lineup. You know, if you've got both those guys, you're definitely having David Dahl in your lineup. So just kind of think about that when you're kind of building your tournament lineups, if you want to differentiate things and try to gain greater leverage in places here today. But Cash, don't worry about that. Play him and move on. Some of the other guys that I'm certainly looking at today on the cheap, we've got McCutchen at 34 against Gio Gonzalez, just a 4-3 to 4-34 weighted OBA and a 315 ISO versus lefties. It's not the ballpark we love, but it is the handedness that we love. So I like him at that price. We got Chris Taylor against our boy Jarlin leading off, mid threes over there on DraftKings. On FanDuel, he's too cheap at 2,700. Fantasy Draft at 74 is probably the right number on him there, but definitely meat on that bone to be had. Those are really the kind of pay down spots for us today. I don't hate Mitch Haniger either. definitely am a believer in the hot streaks. And I don't know if it's quite safe to say it's a hot streak, but he does have hits in five consecutive games. Had three of them come yesterday out there against Texas, and has had home runs in three consecutive games. So is he going to hit it in four consecutive games? I don't know. But Miguel Gonzalez, if you're looking for some Seattle bats tonight, you could probably do worse than Mr. Mitch Haniger. In terms of like the pay-ups for us tonight, obviously, if you want to roll Matt Kemp versus a lefty if he's in the lineup tonight, I get it. Makes a ton of sense. Same with George Springer. 405 WOBA, 269 ISO versus lefties. That is certainly popping for us tonight. Let's see. Charlie Blackmon against Brian Mitchell. Man, $5,700. That is a monster salary on DraftKings. So you're going to have to pay down for pitching to get him in. But 426 weighted OBA, 297. That isolated power for him. Let's see. Aaron Judge against Odorizzi. You know, he and Stanton are interesting today. You know, Stanton certainly a guy who has, you know, seemingly hits a home run or strikes out four times. Didn't have a hit over the games this weekend against Toronto. Against Jake Odorizzi, not a bad spot. Again, we love him versus lefties, but it's not like, you know, that 303 isolated power versus righties is a bad thing. Certainly versus a guy who's not great versus righties. So I've got no problem putting him in there. Tournament winning upside for him. And people are kind of hesitant to pay that number on him because of his lack of success. And you know what? That's fine because every year it seems like he has a bad run of things and then he turns it around. Now, usually I think that's more in the summer and he'll get red hot during the summer, but I don't have a problem with him at all. All right. That's probably where I'm looking to go today, in terms of my outfielders as well. I think we covered most of the names that, I'm looking at. Again, some of these San Diego guys on DraftKings or on FanDuel, way too cheap over there. Like Manny Margot for 4-3 on DraftKings. Probably not. You know, Manny Margot on FanDuel at 2,400. Probably. So make sure you're checking the price differential between guys between sites here today. All right, that's gonna do it for us here today on the podcast. Appreciate you guys giving me a listen, download, and hopefully you found something useful here today when you build your own baseball lineups. Do know that we will be back tomorrow. We'll talk a little NBA on tomorrow's show. And be sure, again, if you're looking for NBA Premium, we've got lineup builder shows all this week. As long as we've got a couple of games going on a slate, we'll run something for our premium subscribers. And as always, if you're not a premium subscriber, check it out. 7-day free trial and see some of the amazing tools. We've got so much stuff and so many things that completely go overlooked. I mean, I just learned today, like I'm a semi-suit and I didn't even realize that we're launching this new, you know, stolen base tool, which is looking pretty outstanding. And stolen base threat ratings by Chris Gimeno. Pretty awesome stuff. So definitely continue to just really push the envelope in terms of tools and content, and hopefully you take advantage of it. We think it can help you be a better player. But till then, good luck in all your contests tonight. We'll chat again tomorrow here on the Daily Fantasy Fix. See you, everybody.